Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Let me ask you a question. Just how powerful is the grace of God? Well, we have seen that it overpowers hatred in Paul's life, and that it persuaded his mind to the truth and the reality of Jesus Christ. We now see that God's grace doesn't just pardon a person, but it empowers them for God's purposes. We know this is the grace of God in Paul's life because of what we see in verse 15 of Acts chapter 9, that Paul was a chosen instrument of God. It was not as if Paul was searching for God. God was the hunter. God had a plan and purpose for Paul's life that would bring God glory, and nothing was going to stop it. Listen to how Paul describes it in Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Paul writes that when he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Do you know what we see here? God had a purpose for Paul, and God has a purpose for you. He will actually fill you with new purpose, a better purpose, the original purpose of man that can only be explained by the power and grace of God, like we see in the life of Paul. We would have never chosen Paul to be a missionary. He has too much of a past. But isn't it just like God to flip the script so that he can receive the glory? And he has a purpose for your life that you never imagined. God's grace can do that, you know. So in this passage, we see that God had chosen Paul for a great life's work. But we also see that God chose another disciple named Ananias for a specific task. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 17. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias?" And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I've heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Jesus appears to his disciple in Damascus named Ananias, commissions him to reach out to the murderer of Christians. And Ananias questions at first, but the Lord gives his explanation and he says, "Go," and we see Ananias go. We never know how close someone is to trusting in Christ. We never know the conviction someone may be under. And so when God calls us to go, we go. When God calls us to speak, we speak. And when he leads us to serve, we serve. We don't have to know all the answers. His ways are not our ways. He knows what he's doing, and he's allowing you to get in on the blessing. What a pleasure we have in serving Christ. And so who is it that God has laid on your heart to pray for that you've already given up on? And who is it that God has commissioned you to speak to that you're afraid of? Who is it that God has prompted you to care for that no one seems to care for? Who is it that God is leading you to? It may be a family member, a neighbor, a spouse, a coworker, a classmate, or even a stranger, or even an enemy. So my question is, are there any Ananiases in the house today? Will you respond in the same way that Ananias did and go? When you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, Tina, Taylor, Hayden, Hardy, and Tyler. They're our church planters in Georgia. Also, remember the Russian broadcast in the target areas of Russia and America.